In this bulletin, New South Wales records 9 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Police arrest a 33-year-old man over a fatal stabbing in Queensland. And the Queen says this Christmas will be tinged with sadness for many people. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says most people who attended the Boxing Day sales in Sydney wore face coverings. Ms Berejiklian had encouraged shoppers to avoid the central business district to try to prevent COVID-19 spreading through the community. New South Wales recorded 9 new locally acquired cases and 8 are directly linked to the Avalon cluster on the Northern Beaches. Premier Berejiklian says she's pleased shoppers acted responsibly.
Thank you to everybody who ordinarily would have gone to the CBD. The response to date has been really positive and overwhelming. Those that have gone into the CBD to shop have worn a mask, and we've seen numbers substantially reduced on last year, which is exactly what we wanted to see.
These shoppers in Melbourne say they were happy to take advantage of the discounted prices while also helping the retailers.
This is how our economy will be stable again after this COVID-19 restrictions, you know. This is the only way we can support our economy and the, you know, local people.
I think it's very important because lots of businesses have struggled this year, and I think they're hoping to maybe replenish.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has condemned people who attended a Christmas Day backpacker party on Bronte Beach in Sydney's east. Riot Squad police were called to disperse large crowds of partygoers who were failing to socially distance. Mr Hazzard says it was disappointing to see.
People on the northern beaches have been doing their part big time to keep not only themselves but the rest of Sydney safe. It is absolutely appalling to see what was clearly a group of people, a large gathering of people, who didn't give a damn about the rest of Sydney. Let me tell you, that event, I'm hoping, will not become a super spreader event, but there's every chance that it could be.
Victoria has emerged from Christmas Day without recording any new COVID-19 cases. For 57 consecutive days, the state has recorded no new locally acquired cases. And no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases have been recorded in Queensland. However, one person in hotel quarantine has tested positive, raising the total number of active infections in the state to 11. It comes after 2 people tested positive who were travelling on a super yacht in the state's north. Police in Queensland have arrested a 33-year-old man over a fatal stabbing at a home in Ipswich. Detective Acting Inspector Heath McQueen says a man in his 50s died from multiple stab wounds.
There were a number of persons present at that address yesterday, known to each other, either related or in de facto relationships. As the evening has gone on, there's been a disturbance within the dwelling, and as a result of that disturbance inside the dwelling, it's moved out into the front yard, and at some point 2 males have become involved in an altercation in the front yard, and a 53-year-old male has suffered fatal wounds at the hands of a 33-year-old man.
Authorities in the US city of Nashville say human remains have been found in the area where a vehicle exploded early on Christmas morning. The blast hit downtown Nashville, shattering windows, damaging buildings, and causing widespread communications outages that took down police emergency systems and grounded holiday travel at the city's airport. Nashville Police Chief John Drake says authorities are taking every necessary step to ensure people's safety.
We're sweeping the downtown area just as we can to make sure that everyone is safe and that any service that needed we can provide there. And so with that said, we don't feel there's any concern in the downtown area of anything else right now, but we are doing it as a precaution.
Authorities remain unclear how the remains are connected to the explosion. The Queen says this Christmas will be tinged with sadness for many people. In her Christmas message to the Commonwealth, Her Majesty says her thoughts and prayers are with people mourning the loss of a loved one or who are separated from their friends and family because of the coronavirus. She paid tribute to frontline workers and good Samaritans across the Commonwealth who've come to the aid of others during a challenging year.
Remarkably, a year that has necessarily kept people apart has in many ways brought us closer. Across the Commonwealth, my family and I have been inspired by stories of people volunteering in their communities, helping those in need.
And now the weather for tomorrow. Perth mostly sunny and 31 degrees. Adelaide a possible shower, 29. Melbourne a late cool change with showers and windy, 33. Hobart showers, 27. Canberra mostly sunny, 31. Wollongong similar conditions, 28. Sydney mostly sunny, 29. Newcastle partly cloudy, 29. Brisbane similar conditions, 29 degrees. Cairns showers and 32. And Darwin showers with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.